I just graduated last year. Nah, rap. Look.
He is not a traditional rapper. He is 24 years old, holds a degree in political science, did not grow up in a rough urban neighborhood, and is Iranian-American. On stage, he calls himself Azad Wright.
Being on stage is the best part about this. Being able to see these kids and these people's reactions to your music, the stuff you spent like, you know, a year making, and you see people like, wow, like this is really, really good, and I can relate to this. That's what makes me like tingle.
I don't get tongue tied anymore.
His real name is Azad Nafasi. He's the son of Majid Nafasi, a famous Iranian poet and political exile. Growing up, Azad went to his father's poetry readings around the world. He says his father has been a big influence.
Being able to see the reaction that people gave him, like that's one of the reasons I always wanted to go on stage and like express my feelings. Can't maintain a
relationship. But expressing himself through rap as an Iranian-American has its challenges.
You know, I've seen a lot of comments on the YouTube videos and on the blog posts like, yo, this kid, like when I first saw him, you know, his image on the site, I didn't expect him to rap.
In the U.S., hip-hop and rap are mostly dominated by African-Americans and Latinos. Wright is trying to break the stereotypes.
That's my goal. You know, I don't think that there should be any culture, any heritage that doesn't have a representative in that industry.
Helping him overcome cultural boundaries are former classmates and now producers Omid Adami and Jonathan Marquez.
I don't think the world has ever seen anything like us. Iranian American rapper, Iranian American producer, Puerto Rican Guatemalan producer.
With this alone, Omid Adami says the three are already breaking through barriers in the music industry.
This generation is much more accepting of people like us, so I feel like once our music does reach the masses, it'll be much more appreciated, and we'll definitely pave the way for a lot of people like us who didn't really think it was possible.
Right.
The name Azad Wright symbolizes what's possible. Wright's parents named him Azad, which means freedom in Farsi.
And it's something my parents didn't have.
Azad says he's trying to free the music industry of cultural bias. As to Wright...
Wright, I always liked to write, you know, and I didn't like the way W-R-I-T-E looked. And like one day we were just sitting, you know, and we were like, yo, like, just switch it to R-I-G-H-T, your music's positive and it looks better.
His dream is to succeed at what he loves most, writing and performing his words on stage.
Let my light shine, I know it's the right time.
Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.